Welcome to Shom Achshava and Adav, she responds to Lui Nishma Asarim Yaakov Shom Le'ab HaSitzchok. We're holding Bometziah Daf Em Dalet. The Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak starts by saying the words HaZov Koine Es HaKesef. The gold buys the silver. Meaning, when you pick up, when you do Meshicha to gold coins, so that with that you Koine the silver coins. Because the silver coins, as the Gemara is going to say, is Tiva, that is the coin. And the golden coins are payroll. That's the item. And always Meshicha is on the item, not on the coins, not on the matbea. So the Mishnah here is teaching you that Kesef is the pathway, is how you get to what? To the Tachlis. What's the Tachlis? The Zohar, the gold. My Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal always used to explain it, that the word Kesef is as brought down many of the Svarim. Kesef is Loshen Nichsoif Nichsafti. The yearning, the wanting to get to. Zov is the lashon of zehav. This is what I want. Give me this. A classic example to this, the get in yonah d'yoyimu, is what the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Perek Aleph, pasuk Yud Aleph, Toir zov naseloch im nekudos hakesef. Toir zov, you have jewelry of gold, and you have nekudos hakesef, and you have dots of silver. Says Rashi, the Torah Zohar refers to Bizas Hayam, to the treasures that Am Yisrael got in Kriyas Yamsuf. While the Nekudas HaKesef speaks about Bizas Mitzrayim, the treasures that Am Yisrael got in Mitzrayim. And what was greater, as Rashi points out over there, Gedoyla Bizas Hayam and Bizas Mitzrayim. The Bizas of Yamsuf was greater. Not only was greater the fact it was the quantity, but that was the Tachlis. The only reason we had Bizas Mitzrayim, as Mefarshim point out, is Shelo Yoyimar Yisrael Tzadik, that Avraham Avinu, so to speak, won't complain. Where is the reward? Where is the treasures that you promised? But the Ikar treasures come in Bizas Hayam. So you see, the Bizas Mitzrayim is called silver, Loshon Kesef. It's leading you to the Ikar. What's the Ikar? What's the Zehav? The Bizas Hayam, the Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Vilna Gaon brings several Nekudos based on this. We'll just bring two examples. One is in Mishlei, Perek Tzayin, Posuk Tzayin, where there he goes to explain that the difference between Chochmah and Bino, we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, Chochmah is the concept, the idea that a person gets from his Rebbe. Bino is already the understanding of what he got. So the Chochmah is the Ikar, but how do you get the Chochmah? How are you able to understand the Chochmah? Through the Bino. He says that is compared to gold and silver. The gold, that is the Ikar. But in order to get to the gold is hidden in the treasures. How do you get to it? How do you buy the gold? You use the silver to get to it. So the silver is compared to the Bina, and the Zov is compared to the Chochmah. And later in the Mishlei Perek Chafei Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Vilna Gaon says, the Yesoid, the very famous Yesoid of the Vilna Gaon, he says that we have Pshat, Remes, Drash, Soid, we have different levels and ways to understand the Torah. They're all connected to each other. The Pshat is the outside layer, where everybody can understand. And then when you go deeper and deeper into the same shot, you get to the soid, which only very specific individuals can understand. But it's not disconnected from each other. The pshat is just the outer layer of the soid, which is tumun inside. And with that, the Gaon explains over there the pasuk that says, Tepuchei zov v'maskir is kesef. You have golden apples covered in silver. The silver is the pshat. You know, the basic understanding of what the pasuk says. Everybody can connect it. The gold is what's hidden, what's covered. That's the deeper meaning that only a few individuals can get to it. The silver leads to the gold. The nichsoif nichsafti leads to the zahav zehav. Now, by us in the Gemara, it says that Rebbe, when he was older, he says, like we says, azov kodis hakesef, the silver leads to the gold. But he was younger, bialdusoi, so there he said that a kesef kodis azov. That the gold leads to the silver. So explains the Me'ash Shiloyach, the Hishbitz and Pashas told us, and he says like this. As we mentioned, Kesef is Loshon Nichsoif Nichsafti. It's the yearning, it's the enthusiasm, the excitement, the running towards something. When a person is young, that's the Ikar by him. The Bikush, the fact that he wants more. And by wanting more, that's how he gets eventually to Zov. But he doesn't have it when he's a young person. So when a person is young, the kesef is what's koine the zov, because the kesef is the ikar, that's his main avoida. That's why Rebbe Be'el Dusoy said a kesef koine the zov. But when a person becomes older, so then the opposite happens. Now he has knowledge of Torah. Now he has the ikar avoida of him, he knows Torah. What he needs to work on, what he needs to try to develop, is to continue the yearning and the tshuka to get to more and more Torah, to grow in learning. So he uses the Torah that he has, which is the Ikar, to bring himself to have more nichsev nichsafti. That's why when Rebbe gets older, the Zav koinis hakesef, the Zav, which is the Ikar Torah, that brings more tshuka to Torah. His Talmid, Reb Tzadik HaKoyen, the Pre-Tzadik of Midrash Tzayin, he brings the name of the Yiritz in a little different nusach. He says over there that Zov is the Yiras Hashem that a person is trying to get to, while the Kesef is the yearning and the running after the love that a person wants to get to that level. So when Bialdusoy, the Kesef is Koyen the Zov, through the excitement and happiness and Simcha, you reach the level of Yira. Bebeziknuso, you already got to the level of Yira. But that level of Yira is not enough. A person, when he's a Yore, that has to bring him tremendous happiness. Like the Lashon of the Pasuk, Samachti mitoich Yirasi. When a person has true Yira Hashem, that brings a tremendous Simcha and completion, how connected he is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, what leads to what? Bealduso, when a person is young, through the excitement and Simcha, he reaches Yira. And when he's old, through the Yira, he gets the Simcha. But the idea, both of the Hishbitz and Tzadik, are the same. The Pshat is, when you are Bialdusoy, through Kesav, Nichsev, Nichsavti, you reach the Tachlis. And when you're older, then the Tachlis needs to bring you to the Nichsev, Nichsavti. And it all goes back to this Yesoy, that the Kesav represents the Kisufim, the yearning, while the Zav represents the Tachlis, Zehav. Dvorim Nifloim V'Amukim Noid. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.